We're outside the Travel Agency, a cannabis store that's got everyone buzzing.
I've been over 20 times at this point.
When I walked in, I felt like I'm about to get elevated and lifted in the best way.
Blows my expectations out of the water.
Some of the best customer service I've had in a store.
So nice. Amazing vibe.
Come down to the Travel Agency and see for yourself. For use only by adults age 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the National Poison Control Center. Consume responsibly.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Talk Shoe. Enter your PIN followed by the pound key. If you are You are now joining the call. You are unmuted.
Thank you. Did they write this down? Old man? As long as you're okay, so I thought they were gonna have you stay. Apparently not. Yeah, dude, I gotta start my show, so. No problem, anytime, bro. Anytime you need me. Yeah, you could drive me there. Alright. Ladies. Oh, bollocks. Why did I freaking hang up on it? TruthBrigade.com. We got 5 minutes before we start the show. So, right now I'm just downloading some music. Some Christmas music. Thank you for listening to the pre-show. Oh, shit, let me get my fucking notes. I got notes. My notesy notes. I got notes, nigga. Ooh. Alrighty. Oh, man. I did like zero show prep, nigga. Actually, I didn't. Fucking. Nah, I just tell the story. Court. Fucking dock this, man. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay. Oh, we'll start the Crunch Chat Radio Show. CrunchChatRadio.com. Okay.
Health at last.com, and I guess next week we'll kind of finish up here and move on to part three in the series.
Okay, well, I can't. Am I gonna be able to play that? Fuck it. Let me see how much time I got to play this last fucking song. I like it. I really do. I like it. This is a pretty song. I mean, feel like a bitch every time I play this because it makes me fucking tear up.
Love you, Jesus.
Recorded live.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test.
This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippies. The Whippies.
Welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit today, December 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2010. How you guys doing? I'm your host, Louis B. I'm just here to have fun while I entertain you and while I inform you on stuff that you probably don't know, stuff that you should know, and basically the crap that's going on in this world from my perspective, which is better than yours. No, I'm just kidding. Even though my milkshake brings all the girls to the yard, damn right, it's better than yours, and by milkshake I mean in your mouth. Anyways, today we're doing news and commentary. And, we are trying to kick things off here. And, I wanted to start off with this story, because, hope you guys like the new widgets. The new widget. We got some news and commentary coming on. Also, we got a Josh England coming on. He is the lead singer of Olipeist, or actually, the only member of All the Pipes. He will be talking about that today. He'll be talking about that and other shit, and we got his new song we're going to be playing today. So, yeah, man. So let's get this shit started, bro. Today was woken up early in the morning. My friend, you know, my best friend of 12 years, calls me. He's like, dude, yo, I need you to help me get to the hospital. I'm fucking lightheaded, I'm fucking having diarrhea, you know, I can't keep nothing in my stomach, it comes out the other end, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? Yeah. Fuck you, Christy. How's that for anger? So, yeah, you know, I got some loving, and what, Christy, you jealous? Ugh. Yeah, no, so, oh. No, you call the radio show, not me. Alright, I sent you the number, Josh. Yeah. Alright, later. Yeah, oi. So, today. Okay, bye-bye. Alright.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, goodness. I'm getting pinged everywhere. All right. So, yeah, no. So, my friend called me, and we had to rush him to the hospital. So, I mean, this is, I actually did the blog post from my phone, you know. So, basically, this is a true cautionary tale of a bad flu vaccine reaction. Especially this time of year, you see drugstores, toy stores, clothing stores, and porno shops offering free flu shots. As I'm writing this, and again, I'm just reading what I wrote. As I'm writing this, I'm sitting in the Woodhull Hospital emergency room. Been here for 3 hours. Actually, I was there for longer. Ended up, we got there at 2. I was there until 8. He's still in the hospital right now. It's kind of strange. I'm usually the one in the hospital and people are visiting me. So this is kind of a weird coinky dink. So, you can't hear me. What do you mean you can't hear me? Raise the volume. There you go. So, yeah, we was there for long hours, and, we were there for 3 hours, still didn't see a doctor. Kind of makes me worried about when Obamacare comes into effect in a few short weeks. It all started when I get a call from my friend needing to go with him to the doctors. He has been getting bad dizziness, and he couldn't keep any food in him because he would defecate liquid. When we were talking, he revealed that his trouble started when he was getting a checkup from the company doctor. The doctor then suggested that while he was there already to get a flu vaccine, the next day he was sick, he got sick, was having diarrhea for a whole week, and he was feeling dizzy, having an upset stomach. By the time I was rushing him to the hospital, he was barely able to keep his balance. I basically had to watch him like a hawk to make sure he didn't fall and bust his ass. He was also unable to focus and was talking gibberish. I mean, usually we just talk bullshit, but this guy, he was just, you know, he was so fucked up. He was just coming out with shit. I forgot what he was saying. All I know is, like, what the fuck? Bottom line is, he was, like, fucked up. I'm really just thinking that it was the flu vaccine that did it. Yeah. I was getting kind of worried. Luckily, they got him in, and, he just called me. He just called me, told me that, the doctor told him that it was the flu vaccine that gave him a fever, which aggravated, a condition he already had. I mean, but that's what the doctor is saying. Of course they're gonna say that. Defend the vaccine. You have to defend the vaccines. I'm good. Everybody's thinking I'm sick. Why? Do I gotta be pissed off all the time? Yeah, I've been trying to be chill. He was telling me that the flu vaccine aggravated it and aggravated condition he already had. He lost like 6 pounds of liquid. 6 pounds of liquid, which is why he was feeling shitty. So now he's alright, but, I still don't trust flu vaccines, but, you know, I guess if the flu vaccine didn't aggravate a condition he already had, it probably would have been worse or something. I don't know, but yeah, moving on, I got some news here. Oh, wait, better yet, we got Josh, Joshy Poo.
Oh, sure. I was muted.
Yeah, you were muted. What? Don't tell me
you.
Don't tell me you were talking.
No, I was masturbating silently.
Oh. Oh. Hey, what? To me?
What?
To me?
What are you talking about?
You weren't masturbating to me.
There's no getting out of it now. You were mentioning that all that fluid being lost, and I just heard your voice, and I lost it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm honored. Anytime I could give anyone that burning feeling in their loins. They start feeling a little itchy down there, and they just have to take care of business. You know, I have that effect on many people, both men and women. Yeah. they have, actually, iTunes has an app for that, too. So
they probably do. I mean, they got an app for everything, though.
Yeah, you know, how turned on do you get by the Louis B. iTunes app, iPhone app?
You should have a boner tone every time you, like, enter into it.
What? Wow. some poor guy bust a nut on the TSA screener and they charged him with indecency, embarrassed him in front of the whole security gauntlet. Yeah, well.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. So what's up? What's up? What happened to all the pies, bro?
Some shit happened with members, and it was pretty much an ongoing thing. I mean, like, it wasn't gonna last too long with those guys because, like, me and Brad, for example, we had like 20 fist fights. And
alcohol powered fist fights. I know. I knew. At the kickoff to the summer concert we had back in June. You know, I was getting. You know, guys were like, "Yo, what the fuck is up with that guy? What the fuck?" I'm like, had
Brad?
some guy. What?
Who was it? Was it Brad or?
No. No one from your band. It was some guys from the other bands that were like looking at you and they're like, "What the fuck."
Oh shit!
And I was like, he's drunk. Leave him be.
Watch my ass, man.
Yeah, you really do. You really gotta be careful with that beer because you piss people off. You turn green and you turn into the incredible ass.
Yeah, actually, I almost got arrested a couple weeks ago.
Oh, why? What happened?
Well, I was up on College Hill and at this place, in Tennessee, actually. And I'm up on this bar, and I decided to get drunk as shit. And I was watching the game, and my sixth shot of Jameson, I started screaming at the TV, and I ripped my shirt off in the bar. I headbutt the door open. I went outside, and then I was walking home with my friends, and I started pissing in this dude's basement window, and he came home, and he had a Vespa helmet on, and like one of those scooters.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So he's like, "What are you doing pissing in my basement?" I said, "Trying to fill it up," and I walked off. And then there's like a cop goes up the street like 5 minutes later.
Well, so, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I don't drink whiskey.
Yeah, well, yeah, good choice. For quality assurance, are you Jewish?
A little bit, actually.
Oh, a little bit. Oh, okay. I know. It's important to somebody out there. Keep bugging the fuck out of me. You have nothing but Jewish guesses on your show. Okay. Oh, well.
What, does he have a problem with Jews?
Yeah, they do.
Eh.
So, yeah. Oh, well.
I'm like, dude, I'm Hungarian, Swiss, Jewish, Mohican, and, like, some other shit.
I thought you were Irish.
Like, half, apparently.
Oh, yeah. You're apparently half Irish. And the only reason why I guessed you were Irish because you do get blitzed.
And I have a red beard.
Oh, and yeah, you get flan schnookered. So yeah, since you guys broke up, since you guys at the band broke up, I mean, what have you been doing? I mean, how you making music? You know, to have this new track.
Well, when I first started off, I was doing it solo anyway, and I found those guys and like. The first album I wrote the majority of, the second album that we didn't even get out, I wrote like half the shit on. And then from there, like, it just went downhill, so I ended up having to go back to square one. So the guy originally started recording with... Oh, man, I'm sorry. I got horrible indigestion. The guy that I originally started recording with, his name is Mike Lucchetti. He plays in a band called American Six Gun. He played in Split 50, and he works through ECI, and he's got his own studio. So I hit him back up, and I told him I'm doing, like, shit solo again, so he's got no problem. Like, he was drumming on it. That's who's the new song that you got, actually, is that's him drumming on it. So right now I'm working between recording at his studio, and I work with Kevin and Trezian, up at Backroom Studio in Rockaway, New Jersey.
Mm. So, I mean, have you been trying to audition for new bandmates? Because, I mean, like you were discussing earlier, this is, it's kind of hard for you to record and book gigs, because, I mean, how can you play?
I'm having trouble. Like, I've been trying to find musicians, but either someone's in a project or it's, like, kids, or I just, like, I'm still waiting to find people. I tried, Craigslist, and that hasn't done shit. Yeah. Yeehaw.
Yeah, well, I totally understand that.
Most wonderful friend.
Hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, so, what, I mean, so, damn, what else do I have to ask you? So you just been recording and stuff like that. I mean, what are you looking for?
I need to find musicians and, like, start the project up or start a new project or something, anything at this point. Because right now I'm doing everything solo, and I'll send out press kits, hopefully try to get someone's attention or something, because, like, I'm bottom of the barrel again, and it sucks. so you could say, you know, I don't know. But, you play an instrument?
I don't know. No, I don't.
Not even like can you play a triangle?
I guess. I don't know. You just hit the thing over and over, don't you?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I bet you could play a mean fucking triangle. We'll go on tour together.
Yeah, well, I know. I try my hand at the bongos, you know, me being Hispanic and all. I thought, hey, let's try this out. Let's see what happens. Yeah. I got nothing. Let's play your damn track.
Alrighty.
Alrighty. This is, actually, why don't you talk about this track? What's this about?
This is called, The Legend of Bananable. And, it happened, I'm sorry?
What's Bananable?
Bananable is the banana cannibal. He's, actually a transdimensional being from, Alpha Centauri B, who, travel through the galaxy, actually. Does, like, spacecraft, he does, like, all kinds of, like, space buzz and shit, and actually ran into him in Asgard when I was hanging out and I was drinking mead, and it's actually what the song's about.
Mm. Alrighty then. Well, with that, this is The Legend of Bananable.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Legend of Banana Bowl. Josh.
Yay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm getting it. I mean, not to piss you off, but people are like, is this music?
Is anything music? By definition, what is music?
Exactly. Actually, that is a good question. What is life?
That's kind of hard to see. That would all be a matter of perspective. What one person looks one way and what another person looks another way. Mm. It's all a matter of what you see.
Right.
Try to get deep.
So, I mean, what else are you doing? What else you got going on besides trying to find other bandmates so you guys can get some stuff going?
I joined a roller derby team.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, I skate with chicks. They've accepted me into their flock.
Hmm.
Vicious angry lesbians, though. They try to beat me up.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Is it, like, while you're doing that, I got somebody sending me text messages now. You know, I you know what? I just love the haters. I'm getting hated on.
Really? Haters, what did you do?
I don't know. They have nothing on me but to make up stuff. So, I mean, it's funny. It's funny. They just see me as the top of the heap. So, they all trying to rush up the hill and get me, but they got nothing. They're pathetic.
Hey man, it's like a good book. They're the antagonist. It gives you something to work, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, hey, it's not my fault if your show sucks. It's not my fault if you're boring, you know, and I'm not going to lie. Sometimes the guy that's coming at me, he puts out some good information, but all it's about is him just fucking talking shit, making up crap about other people, taking somebody else's, research and regurgitating it. That's all he does. I haven't seen him do anything original. And if he was such an original, he wouldn't have kept the interview he did with me on his YouTube channel. He wouldn't still have me you know, on his site. You know.
Damn.
Yeah,
what
you know, he
tell you, man?
Yeah, no, they you know, it's funny. They're in love with me. They're in love with me. They have a man crush on me. I'm like Jack Bauer. I'm like Jack Bauer.
Nah, man, you're like more like John McClane. The punches keep coming and you keep rolling.
Yeah, dude. They don't faze me. keep on going. Oh, I exposed you. You exposed yourself like a fucking pervert.
Do you really send those pictures to you?
Yeah, they do. But really, this is my motto. This is starting to become my motto.
That's like jerking off to porn. It just makes no fucking sense.
You know what my motto is?
What?
If you measure your dick in inches, you're going to fall short. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I've really thought that far ahead yet, but let's go with
it. Yeah, what the hell is that about? That scared me.
Like I said, I really haven't thought that far ahead yet, but I'll figure it out and I'll let you know.
God bless. Oh, and by the way, idiots in the chat room, I got your, you know, your IP addresses.
Oh, shit.
So funny games.
Damn, like, man.
Here's the thing. They just talk crap over the internet, which is why I can't really take them seriously. It's like, okay, you're going to talk, and I'm not going to mention their names because that's what they want. They want me to mention their name. They want me to you know, that's what they want. They want me to make them famous, and it ain't going to happen. You're still going to be my bitch. No matter what lies you come out, you're going to be, face it, you're going to be my bitch. And that's just how it is, and you know, there's nothing you can do about it.
And I've been on the show in a while, man. How many people have you, like, pissed off since the last time I came on here?
Oh, the only people I piss off are the people that fucking deserve it. It's, are the people that fucking deserve it. It's... They end up showing their ass, and then they expect me not to fucking call them out on it. It's like, okay.
But you know, like, I try...
Not literally.
Oh, I was gonna say, dude, damn.
So. But, you know, they actually give... Oh, goodness.
What are they saying now?
And I'm not from Jersey. I'm from Brooklyn, for fuck's sake. Fuck.
What are they saying? I know you're reading as the silent spells go on.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yeah, no. They're saying I have an STD. And I'm like, prove I got an STD. I mean, the only way they could probably prove I have an STD is if I gave it to their mothers. And even still, they gave... And if I do have an STD, I got it from them. I got it from their mothers.
Man.
Oh, well, I got someone from Ormond Beach, Florida. One of my big fans from Ormond Beach, Florida.
Florida? Holy crap. I got an ex-girlfriend there.
Puerto Rican Alex Jones wannabe. Yeah, Alex Jones wants to sound like me. Fuck. Oh, goodness, it's hilarious. Anyways, yeah. So anyways, enough about my problems. What about your problems? Let's focus on your problems.
Let me think. I'm working a dead-end job.
Okay.
I have no girlfriend. Sometimes at night, I cuddle in the fetal position, and I cry myself to sleep at night, usually sucking on my blankie.
Oh, okay.
Every Sunday, I usually feed ducks in the park.
Mm-hmm.
I have about $4,000 in unpaid medical bills. I got this abscess that hurts like a bitch. And
I've had abscesses before. They're not fun. I've actually caught an abscess. I'm not even gonna fucking say it because then they're gonna be like, you got it there. That means you're a government agent because you catch abscesses there. Yeah, no, that's how stupid these people are. People call me a government agent because I don't freaking go around fucking writing swastikas on people's doors.
Bro. Well, you're not a government agent. I know you're not a government agent.
Yeah. Louis, how does it feel to compete with Conan O'Brien's time slot? You know, I feel like Conan O'Brien sometimes, because, you know, I want, you know, seriously, if I could do like a Conan O'Brien thing on radio, I think I could do it. I think I could do it because I actually do write my own bits. I don't fucking steal from it. I don't steal jokes from anyone else. You know, and people end up trying to, actually, people end up stealing my jokes.
Well, then that goes to show you're doing something right.
Yes.
I mean, shit.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah, okay.
What now?
What now? I don't know. Oh, wait. Sorry, this just ain't. Conan doesn't come on for another 30 minutes. So how am I competing with his time slot if I'm not...
If anything, they're listening to you while they're waiting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, look, you know, Conan, and you know what, when Conan was on regular TV, I watched him religiously. He was a lot better than, I mean, even though I do like Letterman is just, he's just phoning it in every show now, because he can't do original shit, because Leno steals jokes. And it's already been proven that Leno steals jokes from Letterman, and he stole jokes from Conan.
Man, everyone is stealing a joke off of someone. It's just because there's only an accumulation of so many words in the English language. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like, yeah, but even then, you know how hard it is to come up with a joke that's funny? I mean, I told this joke about, you know, me shutting down a vegan, and I come to find out that freaking Carlos Mencia did the same type of bit. And I'm like, fuck, you mean I can't use that without being called a hack?
Dude, listen, it's okay, because Carlos Mencia is a gay fish.
Yes. He's a motherfucking gay fish.
Yeah. I came up with one. Do you want to hear my joke?
Yeah.
What's funnier than a clown?
What?
Clown with AIDS.
Ah, yes. AIDS? Yeah, and I got someone in the room that says AIDS doesn't exist.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Well, you can tell them that they're fucking stupid.
Well, I mean, she really broke it. She broke it down, saying that if you go to other countries, you don't have AIDS. You know. Yeah. I mean, yeah. She can call
syphilis
it.
Doesn't exist either.
Oh, syphilis does exist. I've actually seen it, and I've avoided it.
Like fine ham.
I mean, seriously, there was this chick, we were getting hot and heavy, I go down, and she had the minginest cunt ever.
Oh, God, dude, why would you say that? Oh, dude! It got, like, a visual for a split second, and it almost singed my retinas out of the back of my head.
Yeah.
I can't even get proper shit together.
It was, I couldn't, you know, the only person that I could probably see doing it is the guys from Jackass. It's like, yeah, just today we're going to do STD deep sea diving.
I'm Johnny Knoxville, and today I'm going to camp out in this hooker's vagina.
Yeah. Light a fire. See, freaking, so, I mean, seriously, this chick's fucking snatch was so fucking haggard.
Oh,
I mean, not only did she have crabs, she had lobsters and fucking snails.
That's deep fishing. I mean, yeah, that's
barnacles.
You gotta be
just
positive about it.
Resting there.
Most people pay like $2,000 for a trip like that. You got it for free, man. Don't complain about it.
Well, I gotta complain about it because I was like, this is not what I wanted.
Yeah, I was gonna say you could return the tickets, but
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Goodness, it's like, and now they're attacking a woman. Oh, I'm a big man. I'm just gonna start freaking calling a woman a cunt and shit.
Man, I wish I had a computer right now.
Yeah, you should really check on this. Like World War II going on in my chat room, man. They hate haters, hateration, holleration in this desiree. Like that Mary J. Blige song goes.
Dude, or like Darth Sidious said, let the glow within you.
Ah, yes.
I got it. Now I'm the geek for bringing up the fucking Star Wars reference.
No, don't worry. You're good.
Okay, okay.
You're good.
I'm going to be defensive for a second. Just for...
You, yeah, don't worry. You're good. Yeah, I got you. Don't worry, sweetie.
Thanks.
I'll look out for you. Don't worry.
Thanks, honey. That's so nice. Oh, my God. I'm booking.
So, oh, man. Oh, man. So, actually, let me play your another one of your songs. I got Ballad of Violence, or you want to hear the other one?
Ballad of Violence. Horrible.
Oh, okay. Which one you want to hear? I got Dementia and Turning Pages.
Turning Pages. That's a good one.
All right. This is Turning Pages by Olla Pice. We'll be right back. This is the Crouch Out Radio Show. Fuck you, haters.
Yeah.
With their song, well, his song, Turning Pages.
Yay!
Yay!
It feels great to be the only one here. No, it's fucking depressing. Somebody, if anybody liked any of the music that was played tonight, go to my...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family,
cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Police.com/... Hold on, clear my throat. OLLIPEIST, and then spell music. You find it on YouTube, ilike.com, Reverb Nation. You can find shit everywhere. Fucking do something about it. Quit being lazy. Sorry.
Exactly.
Hook out of anger.
Well, okay. Well, no reason to get a little upset.
Shit. Also,
yeah. They just love attacking women. They just love attacking women. Yeah.
Check out the Psycho 78's roller derby team. They're on the top friends of my band site. And there are a lot of women on there that I guarantee they wouldn't want to attack.
Yeah. That's the roller derby team?
Oh, yeah, man. Those chicks are nuts. Fucking awesome.
Are they goers?
Yeah, they play all over the place. They play bouts, like, all over New Jersey. They play in New York, Virginia, pretty much, like, all over. I just joined the team a little while ago, so I really don't know that much, but I do know that they're out there.
Oh, I see you. I'm on their Facebook page. Psycho 78's Roller Derby. There's you in the banana suit. You're banana.
Oh, shit.
Yes?
Yeah, that's not me that's banana. He goes and he hangs out with them sometimes.
Oh, that's not you?
Yeah, that's not me. That's Bananable. That's him in the flesh. Banana.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, did it mean to break the fourth wall?
Yeah.
Some of these chicks are kind of, not fit.
They're strong as shit. Don't let their appearance fool you.
Okay.
They're very, very angry. Some of them carry knives.
Hmm.
So
they must be of Puerto Rican descent.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, I mean, actually, one girl is, and she's like gigantic, and I'm scared of her. I'm actually her derby dyke because she's a lesbian.
That's a shame.
Having a derby wife is an ancient and sacred bond.
Oh, it is. and there's wrestling going on.
Oh, yeah, the blood wrestling match that
yes.
was actually in Montclair. Mm. And it was at the venue. Actually, when Old Spice was a group, we played there once before, previous year, at the Meat Locker, it's called. A lot of cool bands go through there.
Yes. Yeah, not really that much Jello wrestling happens here in New York.
Really?
I've never seen an actual Jello wrestling type match take place, and looking at it, I'm like, why would you want to get into a pool full of water with your clothes on like that? You know, why don't you like get put on a bikini or something so that way you don't mess up your clothes, especially in the winter when it's really cold. You don't want to be all dirty and wet. You know, it's just not a good feeling.
Yeah, it's a really novel sensation. It's something you don't want to go through.
Ah, okay. I mean, it looks incredibly hot, especially the chick with the fucking leggings. Oh, that's a retarded-looking bitch, too. Do they win a lot of matches?
They win some. It's like any sport, man. It's like you win some, you lose some. Hmm. And, of course, there's always bullshit calls. There was one game that I was at. I'm not going to mention it. I don't want to get everybody pissed off at me. Hmm. But the team was doing really good, and there were certain rules, like sets that they didn't know about, and, like, all these bullshit calls got called out. And we still did really good, but
yeah, it's all right. What are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, truth.
So, is it a new season going on, or?
Right now, it's like the season break. It's wintertime, so everybody's just like, boom, power down.
Oh, well. Yeah, when's the regular season?
Starts in the spring, I think.
Huh. Do they have, like, a coach? A training coach?
Yeah, his name is Coach Spooky.
Coach Spooky, is he black?
No, he's white.
Oh, okay.
It's racist, dude.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta ask these questions. See, it's not racist if you're asking a question.
Okay, true.
I was just making sure, you know.
So, would you like to know if I eat meat on Fridays?
Do you eat meat? No, but I know my family doesn't. Well, the Catholic worshiping family side of the family. I'm like, you guys, you know, what's the point? You know, they look at me all wrong when I'm eating freaking red meat and it's Friday. I'm like, I don't care.
So bad.
I don't care.
All right, well, if you don't care, then you know what? You stick by your guns. You do what you want to do.
Exactly. That's what I do. I'm still watching. I'm like, okay. All right. Okay, all right. I don't know how to feel about this. Okay, she got her ass hanging out, but it's just.
You're still on the site, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still looking. I'm still looking, and I'm like, okay.
Has it like changed shape? How long have you been staring at it?
No. I'm just going through. I'm going through each picture. And I, at one point, I feel like the fight music from Godzilla should be playing while I'm looking at these pictures. It's really just disturbing me. Gajira! Gajira!
Why don't you have a soundboard right now? You could be, like, doing effects. There could be, like,
I know. I'm trying to find it. I had the freaking thing, the song from Godzilla.
It's yours.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to find it. A lot of shit. I really got to have these, you know, I didn't know I was going to have to do a bit.
The monster is attacking the city.
Yes. Where is it? Oh, fuck me. I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, now you let me down and you let your fans down right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm a schmuck. Oh God.
I'm hurt.
I know.
I hope you get a phone call in and someone is just brutal. Just completely brutal about this.
Yeah, they don't dare call in. They just make fucking their little comments and they go.
Man.
They really are afraid of me. As much shit as they talk, they hide. They love to hide. They're fucking cowards. At least when I do shit, you know when I do them.
Probably no, like, black magic, dude. I think that's what's going on here.
Hey, watch your mouth. African-American magic. It's African-American magic. Yeah.
Okay, fine. African-American magic.
Yeah.
There's no one never heard of Hungarians doing magic. Jeez.
Yeah, hungry music. I mean, hungry magic.
Oh, hungry magic. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Is it like the movie Thinner?
Yes.
Like, you're fucking around, you run someone over while you're getting a blowjob, and before you know it, you lose like 300 pounds in a week.
I mean, and seriously, how the hell do you lose control of the car while getting a BJ?
Honestly, I mean, I really don't know. If anything, I would pay attention to the road. If I got something stuck into my knob, I mean.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Huh?
Okay, whether it be, you know, like a golden retriever and I have like a thing of peanut butter all over my sack, you know, either way, okay. I'm swerving. I'm not going to fuck up that bad.
No, I mean, how do you, like, you, she, but, and also, you gotta really gotta blame her, too. I mean, how the hell do you just run into the street and you just wait 10 seconds for the car to hit you? It's like, oh!
Just like, hold on, I'm gonna run into the street while this pussy is getting knobbed, okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna stand here. I'm just gonna see a car coming and wait 2 minutes for it to hit me.
I mean, come on, you're from New York, I mean, like, you're standing out in the street. You don't stand out in the street, right?
Dude,
you get fucked up.
No, of course not. You don't just stand out in the street. In fact, I'm an expert at jaywalking. You don't just be like, oh, shit. No.
There's a car coming.
You just move out the way as best as you can. You don't just stand there like a goddamn deer like, I mean, come on. Of course you're going to get hit. move. It's like, it's like, you know, I mean, if you've ever played the game Frogger, you know how to cross a New York City street.
Oh, yeah, for real. I mean, like, and then the new one, I mean, I don't think they have any catapults or anything, but still, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like, shit.
Oh, goodness. All right. Hi, Julia. Hi. Hi. I'm sorry. God, I'm having a conversation about jaywalking, getting knobbed while you're driving a car and just standing there like an idiot. Hi, Julia, and good night. She's got to go to bed. Yes, happy. She's like, finally. All right. Well, Julia, maybe if you called me, maybe, you know. She doesn't even call and flirt with me. She doesn't, you know, it's like, hi. She just pops in like a fairy.
Okay, so you said fairy there. You a girl?
Well, yeah, she's a girl.
I just checked.
Yeah. Yeah, not that type of fairy.
All right. I'm excited for a second. That's all I'm saying, man. Mm-hmm.
Every fucking rocker chick wants to be a Joan Jett.
The fuck is Joan Jett?
You know, you don't know who Joan Jett is?
Let me think.
I don't give a damn about my reputation.
Oh, does that have anything to do with...
I like rock and roll. Yeah, actually, I just saw that movie, The Runaways, last night, and they really slutted up fucking Dakota Fanning. I was like, she's like what, 15? And this is fucked up.
Are you talking like give me on a scale from Playboy to Hustler to Jugsicle?
Okay. All right, well, Dakota Fanning was not at that level, but I would say Maxim.
All right. Well, that's not too bad at the same time.
Yeah, she's 15, so you have to add at least 2 years to that. So that would probably bring it up to at least a Playboy. So, I mean, I'm thinking this is fucked up. She's 15. And they had her fucking gyrating and I'm like, what? Come on. Couldn't they at least get like a 20-year-old chick to play the fucking part? Some of them look kinda young. They should have got Kat. I would have loved to seen Kat Denning.
Captain.
Kat, what's her name?
Does she have shown any ass in any movies? That's all I want to know.
Okay, well, yeah. Kat Denning, yeah, I think she has. You just gotta fucking Google it.
Yeah.
I mean, but Dakota Fanning, they have her walking around in this fucking Lady Gaga type of fucking corset with panties on. I'm like, she's 15.
Dude.
That's like, come on. I mean, yes. Dakota Fanning is 2 years from where I need her to be, but you know, seriously, I can't do nothing with that until she turns the big 1-8.
Unless you're in the Philippines.
Yeah, well, then it wouldn't even matter if she was a chick. Now it doesn't. Ha ha ha.
Okay, this is true. Very true.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus the Philippines, I mean, the only reason why that it's lax over there is because, I mean, all those, like, Asian cultures are so fucking androgynous, it's not even funny. I mean, it's kind of hard to tell who's a dude and who's a chick in Japan, you know? They all got that fucking emo haircut. What's up with that emo fucking Flock of Seagulls fucking type dashboard?
I'm not too sure. I mean, like, I understand the whole video game thing, but, like, the hairstyle, I don't know. They're probably thinking the same thing with us, with all, you know, our looks.
I can't
stop thinking of Asian porn.
Itadakimasu! Oh, makamakashiki!
Moto! Moto! Oni-chan! 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 Like, what? Oni-chan! Moto! Moto! That's the only Japanese I know. It'd be fucked up if I learned Japanese just by watching that porn.
And then I cut them off. Yeah, dude, seriously. Could you, like, just like, how did you learn how to speak Japanese? Well, I watched porno. About 300 different DVDs.
Yeah. And I could write.
So you sit down, you go to Japan on vacation, you go to order something, you say something totally fucked up. Like, will you fuck my ass, please? And then instead they bring you, like, pancakes.
Yeah. Either that or they're trying to shove squid up your ass.
Ooh, I don't think the suction cups would agree with that.
Yeah, no. That's like, that's not, that doesn't make for a good show, you know? That doesn't make for a good vacation.
Say a command.
No, I do not want to say a command. Fucking cell phone. So anyways, so we got 2 minutes left to the show. What are your last words?
My last words are, if there are any musicians out there that are involved anywhere in the area of northern New Jersey who are looking for a band or need someone as far as bassist, guitarist, vocalist, whatever, seek me out on MySpace, Facebook, wherever. Two, check out the Psycho 78's roller derby team when they start playing again. And check out, like, the sports and, you know, look at the site. I don't know. I'm not their manager. Three, keep an eye on Bizarre Entertainment, because there are some sick bands going in and out of there. I work with Paul from a band called Gut Rot, and got some sick shows coming up in the spring.
Yeah, I want to start my own band called Metallica.
Dude, that's already taken.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a dude named James Hetfield, and there's like Lars Ulrich. Anyway. That started way back when.
They probably knew. It probably won't be a matter of time before they get into a tour bus and it flips over for some reason.
Oh shit!
What? What happened?
Well, I didn't. Have you ever heard of Anthrax?
It'll fuck you up if you snort it.
Ugh.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. I'm looking at these pictures. There's some dude dancing with a Ramones shirt, and it's so fucking tight, the bottom of his gut is coming out.
Dude, what are you watching?
I'm looking at the fucking Psycho 78's fucking roller derby for blood wrestling. Some dude looks like a homosexual fucking punk rocker and his gut is hanging out with a Ramones shirt that's like two size. Looks like he's wearing the woman's size Ramones shirt. Freaking Joey's looking down from heaven saying, what the fuck is this shit? Joey's like, you know.
I think I might know who it is, but I don't want to say anything because I don't want anyone to hate me.
Ah.
I mean, granted, I don't care what anybody thinks, but it would lead to awkward conversation and I would fart and say something else fucked up.
Alrighty. Yes. Anyways, let's get the fuck out of here. This has been the Crowd Shot Radio Show. iTunes, Zune, Zencast, download it. Thank you, thanks Josh. We check him out. All the pies on MySpace. So,
Facebook.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Later, bro. Take care.
Yeah. Later.